Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
And you sure we're not overproducing?
No.
Only, if you're still short of customers on the new round...
We're getting more takers all the time, Ed.
Yeah?
And Downham and Fawcett Magna.
Enough new customers?
Oh, we're getting there.
Why don't you get Jazza and Harry to do that?
Well, Jazza, clean a pickup. Wouldn't know where to start. Dirt just changes sides.
You see, what made me come over, Mike?
Yeah?
Since we've expanded the herd, our costs have gone right up.
Well, we always knew they would, and so will the returns.
Not if you can't shift all the extra milk.
Yes, it's not going to be a problem.
I hope not. Now, if I'm forking out to keep bull calves as well...
I reckon we'll hit our targets on the new rounds quicker than you think.
Possibly.
No, we will. Parry will see to that.
Look, I know he's keen.
Keen?
But...
Oh, keen don't even come close. Ah, he's got gold top running through his veins.
Everyone starts a job enthusiastic.
Oh, Harry's in for the long haul. Hey, you know what he just rang me about?
No.
His first proper round in till tomorrow, but already he's come up with a brilliant idea for promoting it.
Yeah?
He wants to write a blog for our website.
A blog? About what?
Being a milkman.
What?
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought at first, but he's convinced me it's a good idea.
Why?
Well, he's going to build up a real picture of life on the round, not just dropping off pointers.
What else is there?
Well, for a start, because of the hours, he says you see things other people don't see, which is right.
Such as?
Well, like biking over middle of the night on Friday. A barn owl flew right alongside him coming out of Edgeley.
So?
And he's seen deer, foxes.
What's that got to do with being a milky?
Well, it builds up the image, doesn't it? Life at a small country dairy. Yeah, the punters all love it.
Hmm.
And then there's all the people on the round.
Excuse me, Mike.
Now, I told him to go ahead.
What's Caroline one? Hello?
Jamie! Man on!
Kenton!
Yeah, just hoof it! Oh. You should have got rid of it. Bad luck, mate.
Kenton!
Oh, you're all right, Jim.
I've been waiting for you all afternoon.
Huh? Have you? Why's that?
You said you'd call in.
Really? Well, I probably meant after the kick around.
Aren't you a little old to be playing football on the green?
No, keeps me fit. And shows the kids how to play fairly. Hey, take him out, Daniel! It's not just me. Look, Roy's playing, see? And usually there's a few other parents as well. All helps to encourage the kids, you know, team play and all that.
It seems rather frivolous when we've so much to discuss.
I thought we'd sorted everything out. Jack's closes a week tomorrow for the refurb and the builders come in to work their magic.
No, not that.
No?
Of course not. That's all well in hand. Huh. Good Lord, did you see that?
Oh, the girl with the elbows.
Yeah. Like one of the Eumenides. Yeah,
Molly Button.
An avenging fury in fluffy pink.
Well, you should see her when she's angry.
And the boys let her get away with it.
Well, as you saw, she's good with her elbows.
Oh, yes. Well, you'll have to leave them to it, Kenton. We need to prepare for the glory of Rome.
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry. You wanted some help with your party.
I'm absolutely relying on you. We've only got till Thursday to be ready, and there's still a great deal to do.
Go through.
On you go.
Don't stop there.
Keep moving. Go on.
Can you get the gear, Josh?
Okay.
Go through. Go on. You're a lot brighter now than on early milking. It's like working with a different boy.
That was so brilliant this morning, Mum. Having a real lie-in.
Well, I've been very impressed with all the early starts. I reckon you've just about earned it.
I woke up and thought, whoa, gotta get up. And then I remembered I didn't. It was so cool.
You've done very well with the herd these past 2 weeks. And actually, I've enjoyed the company as well.
So I'm out of jail?
Hmm.
Go on, Mum.
As long as you never, ever use another can of spray paint in your life.
Okay, no more graffiti.
You'd better not, or it won't just be milking. You'll be doing everything here.
No thanks, this is bad enough. School's going to be a rest tomorrow.
Well, it hasn't been that terrible, has it?
I guess not.
I mean, I know you've worked with the herd before, but this time you really got stuck in, didn't you?
It's been okay.
Can you see yourself doing it in the future?
Milking.
Oh, working on the farm, generally. How's a career?
I don't know about that. Maybe. Depends.
On what?
Well, lots of stuff.
It's okay, I'm not pushing you. I'm just interested.
There's no sense making big plans anyway.
No?
No, because you decide you're going to do something and then everything changes.
Does it?
Yeah, like with Pip. She used to be crazy about helping you and Dad, didn't she?
Oh, she's always been a good help.
And now she doesn't do anything.
Well, it's not quite that bad. She's having to do lots of work for her exams at the moment.
I haven't noticed. We haven't seen her all weekend.
Well, true.
Just because Grandpa Simpson's back.
Grandpa Simpson?
Her boyfriend. Right, want me to let them into the parlour?
No, Cicero is good.
You approve?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
You don't think it's a little self-regarding?
Hmm?
Casting myself as the finest orator in the ancient world.
Well, I can hardly talk if I'm coming as a god.
You're happy to be Bacchus, then?
Well, the god of wine, yeah. Great suggestion, Jim.
Oh, good.
And if I'm Bacchus, then, you said Kathy...
Should be Ariadne, right. If we lean a little on Greek myth. Bacchus's wife, after being abandoned by Theseus.
Oh, very appropriate, with Sid in the role of Theseus. Now, who can we cast as the Minotaur?
Kenton, really? Now, we are agreed on the music.
Yeah, light jazz should be about right, and I can bring some dance music in case it gets lively.
I hope it does. We want proper revelry for a housewarming.
Well, as we're supposed to be celebrating the glory of Rome, what do you think of the chances of it turning into an orgy?
With my daughter-in-law coming, very little, I should think, Kenton.
Oh, I think you may be doing Shula a disservice.
I'd like to think so, but no.
Now, Jim,
perhaps
you should have a slight rethink on the poetry recital halfway through.
Well, what's wrong with a touch of Catullus? Quaeris quat mihi basiationes tuae.
I don't think so.
Why not? It's a beautiful love poem, a real icebreaker.
Yes, well, maybe for dead Romans.
You ask how many of your kisses are enough.
Yeah, remember, Ambridge already has to put up with Bert Fry.
Oh, very well.
And to be honest, you might want to look at the buffet again.
What's wrong with it?
Oh, no, no, no. Most of your ideas are fine. It's that fish sauce I'm worried about.
Garum sauce is the authentic taste of ancient Rome.
Yeah, Jim, there's authentic and then there's coming down with food poisoning.
There'll be plenty of other choices.
Yes, well, there'll have to be.
Kenton, the more effort everyone puts into dressing and acting appropriately, the more fun we'll all get out of it.
Yes, I'm sure you're right. Now we've got to enter into the spirit.
Which is why I've dug out these old lecture notes.
Ah. Roman women's hairstyles. Ah.
The ladies went to a great deal of trouble for a celebration like this.
It looks like a tea cosy.
These were all considered extremely elegant.
Really?
Which is why I'd like you to take a sheet for Kathy.
Well, I don't think she's going to be...
And can you let Elizabeth and Ruth have one as well?
You want them to do their hair like this?
I'm not expecting slavish imitation.
No.
I'm merely hoping they draw inspiration from the sketches.
Uh-huh.
You needn't worry about Shula. I'll see to her and the rest of the female guests. I imagine they'll be intrigued.
Well, at least it isn't a deep cut.
Won't need the vet, then.
No, it's more of a graze.
Come on, then, girl, let's get that cleaned up.
Put up enough of a fight back out of the fence, didn't she?
It's all right. It was good of you coming with me. I'd have had a job getting her out otherwise.
With Oliver not around, I thought I'd better. How come she stuck her head through the wire anyway?
Well, Caroline said there was a calf on the other side. This one must have thought it was in distress and pushed through, didn't you, girl?
It doesn't look too bad cleaned up.
Yeah, let's get some cream on it. You know, the thing is, Mike...
Steady!
Normally, we'd have been shot of the calf a fortnight back.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
And we'd have been thinking of taking this one to market.
As soon as Caroline rang, I knew it'd be a problem with one of the bull calves.
There you go. You're not going to need an injection. Can you let her out, Mike?
All right. Go on, off you go.
Look, it isn't just feed I'm losing money on. It's time, like now.
I think he's tried ever so hard.
Hey, go on, go on, go on.
Well, she'll find markets for the veal if anyone can.
Yeah, but most places want a regular supply. We're never going to be able to do that.
No, yeah, I agree. It does make it harder.
And all the time I'm keeping them, we're losing money.
The trouble is, I can see both sides, Ed, and Vicky's so keen to have an active part in what we're doing here.
I'm not trying to be difficult.
Yeah, I know. That's why I've got a suggestion.
Yeah?
Cost it out. Everything that you're paying for the calves, feed, labour, medicines, whatever.
Okay.
Let Vicky see the money involved. She's perfectly reasonable. Now, if you listen to each other, I'm sure we can work some of it out.
As I see it, Ruth, you've got a straight choice between the tea cosy, the lampshade and the octopus.
And Jim really expects us to do our hair like this.
Oh, yes, sir. The more effort we put in, the more fun we'll get out.
He must be bonkers.
Yep. Oh. You fight it out with him. I'm only the messenger.
Oh, thanks for bringing it round, Kenton.
I am so looking forward to seeing Elizabeth's face when she gets this.
Stand well clear. Look, I better get back to the parlour.
OK, well, tell Josh we missed him on the green this afternoon. Yeah?
Will do. How are we doing, Josh? Nearly finished yet?
Just these four. You have got ages.
Well, first I was talking to Pip.
I can't believe she's finally come home.
She's got so much to get ready for college. Her project has to be in on Friday.
Perhaps Duke can do it for her. He's so clever.
And then Uncle Kenton called in. What do you make of these?
Ugh, gross.
That's how Jim Lloyd wants the women to have their hair on Thursday for his Glory of Rome party.
No way. Which one are you going to do? What about this one? It's like a beehive.
No, I don't think so, Josh. Jim will just have to put up with me as I am.
She's done.
I'll see to her. And did you get your homework finished?
Yeah.
All the maths worksheets?
That's what I was doing yesterday.
And were they okay?
Yeah, not too bad. I reckon I'm better at maths than anything else.
I know your GCSEs seem a long way off. But what you do now is going to have such a big impact on your future.
I know. You and Dad don't have to keep going on.
The better you do in school, the more choices you get to make later on.
I've made one decision about the future.
Oh, what's that?
Well, I'm going to have girlfriends. Probably quite a few.
Well, that's nice to know.
But there's no way I'm going to get mad about them, like Pip with Jude. It's really gross the way she always goes on about him.
You wait till it happens.
I'm going to be cool about girls. It just makes trouble getting serious, doesn't it?
Blimey.
What can I get you, Patrick?
I don't know. Maybe I should go for yogurt Brazils as well.
Ah, like Pip and Jude.
You know them.
The couple who just left, yeah.
And what's in your snacks, Kirsty? Pure aphrodisiac.
Nothing to do with us. They're like that all the time. Love's young dream, eh?
Hmm. I don't know about that.
Oh, sorry.
That doesn't matter. Now, I'm not buying. Anyway, I've brought some good news.
Oh, yeah?
We finally signed a lease for Arkwright Lake.
The Borchester Wildlife Trust?
Yep. After dithering for ages, BL have at last agreed to let us manage the reserve.
Oh, excellent.
For 10 years, initially, at a very low rent.
Well, what's happened? They had an attack of conscience?
Maybe. Lots of businesses are doing it, buffing up their green credentials.
Oh, that right looked great when we went out there. Bit overgrown, mind.
Yeah, more than a bit. The reed beds are silted up, they have to be renewed. There's lots of scrub to cut back, pathways to clear.
Oh,
we want to put in a hide and information boards, repair fences.
You are going to be busy.
That's without monitoring the wildlife there.
I thought you've been doing that for years.
Bits and pieces, whenever we were granted access. But we've never done a full survey.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
It should be. Of course, it's far more than our paid staff can manage.
Ah, okay.
Some of our existing volunteers have offered to assist, which is nice. But we've got so much on at our other reserves.
You're looking for newbies.
We could do with a few more volunteers to start off with, which is why...
Application forms. Ah, I thought you had an agenda.
Ideally, we'd have signed the lease last autumn and done a lot of the clearing then. But we still need people for the survey and opening up the paths through the summer.
How much time are you talking about, Patrick?
As much or as little as you like. 2 hours a week, or even once a fortnight.
I suppose I could manage that.
But you're always grumbling about being bored in your free time.
No, I'm not.
We're putting an appeal on the website as well. But I thought I'd ask you personally, now you're such a nature freak.
God, I'm still hopeless at identifying things.
No, you're not. You recognise mallard, teal, chaffinches as starlings?
I mean proper birds.
They are proper birds. Though you'll probably start on the paths, not the survey.
I wouldn't mind that. Could do with some fresh air and exercise.
And there's always a member of staff with a work party. It's not like you're taking on huge responsibilities.
Go on then, I'll give it a go.
If you don't like it, don't stick with it.
Hello, Kirsty. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, it's all right, Tony. What have you got for us? Oh,
let me get out of the way.
Purple sprouting broccoli and leaf beet.
Oh, the broccoli looks good.
I'd have been here sooner, but I had to call in on Jack first.
Oh, is he all right?
Oh, yeah, he's fine. It's only because Mum's come down with a heavy cold. She hasn't been able to see him for a day or two.
Hello, hello. Oh.
Good afternoon, Lillian. I haven't called at a bad time, have I?
Well, actually, Jim...
Don't worry. I'll only keep you a moment. It's about Thursday.
Oh, your party?
Now, you received the guidelines I dropped through on Saturday. The few modest notes on costume? You must have. You were my first delivery. I made a point of starting with members of the parish council.
Oh, yeah. Very useful.
Oh, thank you. But, of course, I was entirely remiss in not indicating what you can do with your hair.
My hair?
Roman women went to quite extraordinary lengths to dress it for special occasions.
Did they?
And to help you through the labyrinth of possibilities, I've run off a few examples.
Well, that's very kind of you, Jim. Thanks. Now, I won't hold you up.
Oh, no, it's no trouble.
And I am quite busy.
But it doesn't make sense without an explanation.
Well, look, I'm sure I can work it all out.
It won't take a trice. You see, we need to distinguish between this type of very elaborate confection, which Kenton, in his ignorance, refers to as a tea cosy, and the earlier, simpler Etruscan style.
So he's talked you into volunteering.
Oh, I didn't need much persuading.
Kirsty's got the makings of a very good naturalist.
Says you.
You've been identifying a lot more the last couple of walks we've been on.
Oh.
Only obvious things.
So you've been going on a few walks together, have you?
Not many.
Only to Artwright Lake and Langton Reservoir.
It's nice having a mate to do things like that with once in a while.
A mate?
But we're both too busy to go very often.
So you're not...
We're friends is all, Tony.
Oh, I didn't mean to pry.
I better get the veg out. This broccoli does look nice.
Yeah, and I'll have to shoot off.
Oh, Patrick, you decided when you want to look at our willow system?
Yes. I told my boss about it. He's keen for me to come over.
Is he?
We'd like to see it in action. It's the sort of thing we want to encourage other farmers to try.
So, when would suit you, then?
I'm over at Arkwright Wednesday afternoon. I don't suppose the morning's any use.
Perfect.
Are you sure?
Yes, yes.
I don't want to put you out.
No, it's ideal. The whole family's around on Wednesday.
Oh, great.
We're all wildlife nuts in our way. I'm sure you'll enjoy meeting the rest of us.
Whereas, if you have sufficient time and nimble fingers, you might like to consider this.
Jim, look at my hair now.
Hmm?
What do you think of it?
Oh, very nice.
It'll do, I suppose. And it is, more or less, how I'll be wearing it on Thursday as well.
Oh.
No braids, buns, wire supports, gum arabic or blonde wigs made from the stolen tresses of Germanic slave girls.
Ah, I see.
Oh, thank you all the same for your very informative lecture.
Not at all. You don't want to keep the notes?
Not if it deprives someone else of the benefit.
Well, I've got plenty.
Which I'm sure you need to be delivering, so...
Oh, yes. Time to march on.
And thanks again for calling.
Before I shoot off, do you have any thoughts on anchovy paste?
No.
You see, I'm in something of a quandary with preparing my garum fish sauce.
It's no good asking me about cooking, Jim.
I should have started 20 days ago for it to be genuine. Oh, a visitor?
Yes, yes. He's a builder coming to give me a quote on some work. And probably on a very tight schedule, so...
Oh, yes. Can't hang around chatting all day. Until Thursday, then.
Yes.
I'll look forward to being dazzled by your appearance. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Hello, Lillian.
Hi.
I've set the lads up in Webster Bridge, but I don't want to interrupt anything.
Oh, you're not. You're not. Come on in. You couldn't have timed your arrival better, Paul.
Really? Shall I?
Oh, yeah, please. If you hadn't turned up, I'd probably have spent the rest of the afternoon being bowled to death with Caesar's Gallic Wars.
Sorry?
I'll tell you all about it when you come through.
Right. Is that all right? I mean, when I said when I rang, I won't stay long if you're busy.
Oh, I'm not, Paul. In fact, I've just been to the deli and bought some lovely ham, so I'm hoping you can stay for a proper lunch.
Tony! Excuse me! I don't want to be a nuisance, but there's no one at the house and there's something important I need to ask you.
What can I do for you, Jim?
Oh, good heavens, that's very ripe. Yeah,
the last of the winter straw from the bedding area.
Ah, the clearing of winter quarters, a timeless ritual.
Yeah.
I wanted to know if you're joining us on Thursday.
For your party? Oh, absolutely. Count me and Pat in.
Splendid! Then you'll probably want to come down for a moment.
What for?
I've some information you may find very useful whilst preparing.
Righto.
I felt so foolish on Saturday.
Why?
I realised afterwards the notes I delivered on costume were completely inadequate for farmers like you and your wife.
Were they?
Nothing about hair for Pat.
Well, I don't think she's too bothered.
And simply nothing useful if you're coming in character as Agricolae. No clue to distinguish the garb of a large estate owner from a simple peasant farmer, or indeed, a mere farm manager.
You needn't worry, Jim.
There are very marked differences.
We've got it all sorted.
Have you? Mm-hmm. How refreshing.
Yeah, I think Pat managed to dig out a pair of old duvet covers yesterday. That'll be about right for a Roman party, won't it?
I was watching one of those renovation programmes on the telly recently.
Yeah.
They found one in a chimney breast.
Well, you can get them there. Yeah, built into staircases, under windowsills.
And this was in the attic?
In a special little niche.
They're odd. Why did people want old shoes built into their houses?
I believe it was meant to ward off evil spirits.
Funny idea. Though I've known some old shoes that could ward off most things.
Yeah. And the one we found in Webster Bridge was a child's. Soft brown leather.
Oh, how charming.
Oh, that was delicious, Lillian. That's the best ham I've had in ages.
Good. Now, you can't manage anything else.
Lorna, I've plenty, thanks. Yeah. You can feed the 5,000 with this.
Well, won't go to waste. I'll drop some off at Mum's later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you said she's been ill.
Only a cold, she claims. I'm not so sure.
No?
Well, it's so unusual for her not to go visit Jack. 3 days running as well.
She probably doesn't want to pass it on to him.
She says he's had it already. I think she's more concerned about coming into contact with other people.
Well, fair enough. And, thanks again. I really enjoyed that.
Not at all. Oh, it's much nicer eating in company than rattling round on your own, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I find that's the worst part of most days. Eating on my own when I get home from work.
Oh, yes.
I've never really got used to it since the divorce.
I can't stand it either.
Oh, well, sometimes it bugs me so much I... you'll think I'm hopeless.
What?
Don't laugh. I'll get in, put the television on, in the living room, in the kitchen, and sometimes, if I'm very low, in the bedroom as well, but I don't actually...
Watch it. I'm exactly the same, Paul.
Honestly?
You're so desperate for another voice.
Yeah, that's it.
I get fed up with my own company sometimes.
It's awful, isn't it?
And you can't keep dropping in on people.
No.
They've got their own lives to lead.
Yeah. Though... It won't be that much longer, from what you said about Matt.
Oh, I know. At last, the wheels are in motion.
It must be such a relief for you.
Oh, it's wonderful. As you know, I'm not happy about all the restrictions if he's released.
Yeah, but all the same.
Oh, I just can't wait. Feels like my whole life's been on hold for months.
Yeah.
But when I visit him on Thursday, we can actually start making plans for the future.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Real life starts again.
Yeah, that's tremendous, Lillian. You won't have to be lonely anymore, eh? That's really worth looking forward to.
This is it, Jude.
where we start counting bits of grass.
Great.
So what do you think?
Of the quad bike? Yeah, it's okay, Fizz.
Of Auntie Elizabeth's offer?
Oh, yeah, that.
Is she serious about looking at their website with you?
Just dump the helmet on top.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, I don't mind.
She wants you to assess the user experience. Is it easy to navigate? Does the virtual tour of Lower Loxley take too long to download?
Why should care what I think?
I told her how brilliant your showcase site is.
Oh, okay.
If you can see any way to smarten theirs up, she wants to know. I mean, it could even get you some work.
No, they'll have their own web designer.
Well, yeah, but if you make a good impression now, she said maybe in the future.
Okay, I'll give her a ring. Set up a time to go over.
Great. Now, let's get started.
How about, while you start chucking the, what's it,
quadrat,
I have a little go on the bike.
Jude.
You were so mean, not letting me drive it up from the yard.
I'm sorry.
I know. Can't be done.
If my parents had been around and even seen you riding on the back, they'd have gone mental.
So, what do I get instead? For helping out with your project, hmm?
We've got work to do. Have to hand it in by Friday.
Well, then we're going to be ever so busy. There's an awful lot of grass up here.
The election's bound to come up.
I'll say.
And I'm sure there'll be more chuntering about the livestock market.
The sooner it moves, the better, David.
Yeah.
Sit by.
But the heart of the meeting is going to be Terry Dawson's talk on sustainability.
Oh, I knew Terry. He's an ex-county chairman.
Yeah, that's right. And he's a very good speaker, too.
Well, I'll be there, even if no one else is.
Good.
It'd be good to see him again.
Thanks, Brian. I was hoping to catch Adam about it while I'm over.
Well, wish he was here as well.
Oh?
He's still out trying to drum up strawberry planters for next week.
Well, it must be a big operation now, with the extra tunnel.
The plants are due on Monday, costing a fair bit more than we thought.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's all the losses over the winter. I mean, quite a few growers are having to replant.
It's not surprising.
Having paid through the nose for the things, Adam's rather hoping for a full team of planters. And so far, he's only got 3 definites.
How many does he need?
We'd like 6.
Yeah, it's hard getting casuals these days.
Yeah. Yeah, and while he's gallivanting round, chasing the work shy, Jeff and I are meant to be drawing lambs for the abattoir.
Is Jeff going to be on the planting team?
Well, if Adam can't find enough others, he might have to be.
Right.
I wish I knew where he was right now, though. He's cleared off somewhere. Can't raise him anywhere.
That's not like Jeff.
He's left me rather stuck going through the lambs on my own.
Oh dear.
I suppose you've got 6 hours.
Sorry, Brian. Better get back soon. I'm covering milking while Ruth buys Ben some trainers.
Don't worry. Expect I can improvise.
Wow. Your tutor is going to be so impressed.
Jude.
What was it? Perennial ryegrass? A bit of timothy? Some clover?
All right. No, it hasn't exactly been the most exciting afternoon ever.
You're so wrong. Those plantains in the 5th quadrant, believe me, that was special.
Well, this is just a baseline count. By June, there'll be all sorts coming through.
Promise I can come back for that. No, really, I probably won't sleep tonight. I'll have visions of dandelions and plantains.
At least we've finished now.
And you're going to let me drive back.
Jude, I can't.
Oh, come on. Just a little way.
No.
As thanks for killing all my brain cells with boredom this afternoon.
Oh, you're not really meant to.
Why not? I can drive. We're off-road.
Yes, but my parents...
I told you. I rode a Susie 500 for years before I got a car.
This isn't the same as a motorbike.
I watched you. It's all in the handlebars. Exactly the same.
Oh.
Come on. Please.
I don't know.
Be nice. I only want to get the feel of it. Come on. Give me the key.
Well, okay, but be careful.
Yeah.
Check it's in neutral and the brakes are on.
Then turn the key, press the start button, clutch out, feed the accelerator.
Right, Mr. Know-it-all.
Helmet on, Fizz. Hop on the back. And we're good to go.
Consider it reparation, Jenny, for letting Jeff disappear.
What else could I say?
Well, you could have told him he was needed here.
Oh, his mother hasn't got anybody else to turn to.
Look, send the next one down, will you?
She was in a complete panic when water started coming through. I had to let him go. Go on, Hill.
Well, you should have checked with me first.
Oh, well, I said I'd tell you.
You'll do. Well, why didn't you?
Well, Lillian rang and then, I'm afraid I forgot.
Marvellous.
Well, I didn't know Adam wasn't back yet.
Oh, he's had to go to Overton to see if Steve and Valerie can spare one of their casuals next week.
Well, I don't mind helping anyway. Go on, Ed, go on. Lillian said she called in on Mum this morning.
How is Peggy?
Still not feeling up to visiting Jack.
Oh, dear. I don't think this one's quite there.
Lillian said she didn't look too bad.
Let's see.
And she was in fine form herself.
How was she?
Very cheerful. She had a nice lunch with Paul yesterday.
No, this way. What was he doing up here?
Oh, he called in after starting a job in Webster Bridge.
Oh. Next one, please.
Seems to have made Lillian's afternoon.
Did it indeed.
Oh, Brian.
Well, don't you think Webster Bridge is rather a long way to travel for work?
You all right back there?
Slow down!
Don't be a wuss!
Am I good or am I good?
You're good.
Told you.
If we're going back down, take the bottom track.
Where's the fun in that?
Jude!
Relax!
I used to throw the Susie around much more than this. A little slope's no problem.
Well, slow down, it's slippy.
Okay. In a second.
And I'll have to take over before we get back to the yard.
Yeah. Don't worry. Ah, let's go!
Jude!
Fantastic! I've got to get one of these.
Turn left!
I'm fine.
Dad, pick up!
What?
That dad on the lane!
Oh, how?
He'll kill us! Left!
Okay!
Careful!
Oh my God! Pip! You're right! Pip!
Fizz, are you okay?
You're right, Tony. What have you done?
Is she okay?
Kill the engine. What have you done, Pip? Huh? Where does it hurt?
I'm fine.
Turn off the engine.
Yeah, okay. I'm really sorry. It was an accident.
Have you broken anything?
No.
Huh? No. Don't move, sweetheart.
I'm all right. I think, Dad.
Okay, stay there. I'll get an ambulance.
No. Honestly, I'm all right. Oh, what about Jude?
Oh, I'm okay. Let him fly off the way he did. A bit winded, that's all.
Me too.
You're more than winded. I saw you bump your head.
It's all right.
We will let the doctors decide. No. Don't get up.
I'm fine. I just need to catch my breath. Oh.
What?
Are you okay?
I think I do.
All right.
That's better. I'm all right now.
Yeah? Do you think you can get to the pickup?
Yeah.
All right. We'll get you to casualty.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Dad.
Oh, don't worry, love. Come on. Let's get you to hospital.
It's okay. It's easier walking on my own.
Are you sure?
Can I come with you? What? Is it all right if I come along?
Why? Are you hurt? Have you broken anything?
No.
Well, let's keep it that way, shall we? Come on, Tony. Are you sure you're all right now?
This is the last one, Brian. Go on you go.
I don't think enthusiastic is quite the word.
Will?
Resigned might be closer.
Oh, he likes looking after the children.
Yeah, but after a full day on the shoot... 41, you'll do. Yeah, having to entertain Jake and Mia while Mummy goes to work at the Bull, it can't be easy.
Well, it's only one or two nights a week. I'm sure the money's welcome.
Yeah.
No, do you need me for anything else?
No thanks, darling. No, that was great help.
Haven't I done well, Fly? Now I'll go back and carry on with the costumes.
We're not really going in those ridiculous farmer's tunics Jim suggested, are we?
No, we are not. Oh,
thank heavens.
I've come up with a much better idea.
Oh, how did it go, love?
I'm all right to come home, Dad.
Yeah?
Dr. Sharma says because I didn't lose consciousness and I'm not dizzy and I haven't got a headache, I should be okay.
She does know that you took quite a thump.
Yeah, she was very good, checked everything.
Oh, good.
And she told me if I start feeling sick or my eyes go funny, actually she's given me a whole list of things to look out for.
Well, don't worry, if you start feeling ill, we'll get you straight back here.
I don't feel ill, just stupid.
Oh, hey. It could have been an awful lot worse, love.
I'm so sorry, Dad.
It's all right, Pip. All right. You're okay. That's all that matters.
I'll pay for any damages.
Oh, shut up. It's okay. I phoned your mum. She's dying for us to come home to see that you're really still in one piece. So, are we about ready?
I just need the loo first.
Oh, okay. It's down there on the left.
Okay.
Was that Fizz? Pip, is she all right, Mr. Archer?
What the hell are you doing here?
Well, I had to come. I wanted to know she's all right.
Well, yes, by a miracle, you didn't actually kill her.
I feel so bad about it.
I don't care how you feel.
Please, can I see her?
You are not going anywhere near my daughter.
But just for a minute.
Haven't you done enough harm already?
But...
And listen, before you leave, let me get something else absolutely straight. I can't stop Pip seeing you. But there is no way that I am letting you on the farm ever again.
Look, I can understand you're upset.
Upset? You could have killed my daughter! Before you see what upset is like, just get out!
Okay.
And if you ever show your face at Brookfield again, I am not going to hold back. Got that? Jude!
Why not, Mom?
Two reasons, Ben. One, you and Josh will be at school.
Oh.
And secondly, it's not that kind of family meal. It's not really for fun.
Well, what's it for?
To make sure Granny Jill doesn't feel too sad on Friday. It would have been Grandad's birthday, wouldn't it? So all Granny's children want to be with her for a nice lunch at Lua Loxley.
You're not Granny's children.
Children and their partners. But not horrible, noisy grandchildren like you. Now go and see if Josh is ready for the bus.
All right.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Pip.
You're not going to die, are you?
No, I'm not, Ben.
Are you sure?
Of course she's sure. Go and find Josh or you'll be late.
Okay.
How are you feeling?
Fine.
You're still quite pale.
I've only just woken up. I slept really well.
No headache?
No, just a huge great bruise on my thigh and my shoulder's a bit sore.
You were so lucky it didn't roll right over, Pip.
I know.
Sit down, I'll get you some breakfast.
I'm not hungry yet.
You'll have to have something. Though you're probably better staying home today.
I'm taking the morning off. Just to, you know.
Yeah, good idea. See how you feel later. And if you're not hungry, how about some tea?
Oh, yes, please, Mum. I'll have to ring Kevin Baker, though.
Kevin? Oh, your tutor.
I'm going to ask if I can hand my project in a day or two late.
Uh-huh.
I was going to start writing it up last night. I know, it's my own fault.
You're old enough and sensible enough, I hope, to come to your own conclusions about yesterday.
I was an idiot. Simple as that.
Well, we all make mistakes sometimes. The important thing is learning from them. You put the milk in, hmm?
Thanks.
Oh, and it's a good job you reminded me. I did get a card off to your Auntie Elizabeth for today.
Mum?
Hmm?
Jude rang me last night. He said that Dad's banned him from the farm.
Yeah, I believe he has.
And you don't have any say in it?
I didn't go through what your dad did. Seeing you flung off the quad bike. As far as I'm concerned, Pip, he's got the right to make that decision.
Terry Dawson. Oh, he's good.
Well, I hope so, Tony. I've never actually heard him speak.
You'll have to come along as well, Helen.
Oh, yeah. Our branch could do with a few more women at meetings.
What time did you say, David?
7:30 Friday night.
I'll try.
Please.
Ah, right on time.
Who's this?
Oh, Patrick Hennessy. He's with the Wildlife Trust. Wants to take a look at our willow system.
Oh, right. Well, I won't hang around.
Yeah, and I need to make a start on the cheese.
Oh, no, wait a second. He's a very nice chap.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's fascinating to talk to. You'll both like him.
Well, I've said hello several times in the shop, Dad, so I really must get started. Sorry.
I'm happy to stick around for a minute.
Hi.
It's always useful making contacts.
Yeah, thanks, David. Hello, Patrick.
Actually, we've had NFU dealings with the Trust lately.
I got here quicker than I thought. I'm not too early.
No, not at all.
Hiya.
Morning.
This is a neighbour, fellow farmer. My cousin, David Archer.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
I'm Patrick Hennessy.
David's very interested in wildlife. Look, if you'll just excuse me for a moment. Won't be a minute.
Oh.
So you're something of a naturalist, David?
Well, just the way most farmers are, you know. And I'm deputy chair of the local NFU.
Oh, right.
We've been speaking with you a lot lately, as a matter of fact. The renewed grazing at Joseph Hill.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I was just telling Tony about it before he disappeared.
Helen?
Oh, don't come in, Dad. You're not kitted up.
I'll stay here. It's just...
What?
I didn't quite catch what you were saying about Brenda earlier.
Her interview?
Yeah. When is it?
On Monday, in Leicester.
I thought that's what you said.
Yeah, she heard yesterday. She's delighted.
Oh, she must be. Good for her.
So,
There was one other thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't suppose you could show Patrick round the lagoons, could you?
What?
It'll only take an hour or so.
Do I look as though I'm at a loose end?
No, but I really need to finish working down the carrot beds.
You said you were well ahead yesterday.
Ah, yeah, I've got so many other things on this morning.
So why did you invite Patrick over?
Well, I thought one of us would be free to show him around. Looks like it might have to be you.
Sorry, Dad, I've just put half the milk in.
Oh, can't you put things on hold for a little while?
No.
Only I thought it'd be a pleasant change for you. Such a lovely day.
Well, that's nice of you,
and
but...
there's the social side, of course.
Sorry?
Well, you must get fed up being stuck in here making cheese on your own
for hours. I don't have time to get bored.
Patrick's such good company. As soon as I spoke to him, I thought, I know who you'd get along with.
Ah.
I'm sure you'll find plenty to talk about.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, Dad. I'm just too busy to waste time chit-chatting.
Oh. It could be very useful on a practical level.
How?
Well, he seems very clued up. He might have an interesting take on cheesemaking.
Ah, so he's an expert on cheese, is he?
Well, not an expert exactly. But I think he was buying some the other day.
It's quite a limp.
In you go, Gup. Go, lass.
So why did he dash off?
Well, he said he wanted to check when Brenda had got her interview. Left me with Patrick for ages.
Are you lifting the foot?
Yep.
We're just taking a look, so don't start fretting.
I told him about the wetland here and the peregrines at St. Stephen's. Although, they seem to have gone for good. Okay, let's lift it up.
You're all right, girl.
And Pip hasn't gone in.
No, we agreed it's better if she takes the morning off.
Well, she should take the whole day, just to be sure. Oh, yeah, there's something here. Right, let's get you cleaned up.
She was so quiet when you got back from casualty last night.
Well, still in shock, I should think. Oh, yeah, she's picked up a stone.
It wasn't just shock. She looked ashamed.
Well... with good reason, it must be said.
I think she knows that.
Right, let's get this out.
And she was very flat this morning when she asked about Jude.
What about him?
Well, he rang her last night. Told her you'd banned him from coming here.
Well, he was lucky I stopped at that. I was so angry, Ruth.
Of course you were.
Pip needs to understand that actions have consequences.
Absolutely.
You can see how much it's upset Ben. He was really worried about her.
There we are. Yeah, well, I guess after losing his granddad so recently.
Ready for the spree?
Yeah, please.
Look, I'm completely with you on this, David. It must have been terrible seeing her thrown off.
I can't tell you how scared I was. You know? I just hope it'll finally bring Pip to her senses.
Oh, it's marvellous, Tony.
Yeah, and by this last lagoon, the water's completely clean. We could stock trout if we wanted.
Oh, you've got pond skaters and whirligigs already. They'll keep the midges and mosquitoes down a bit.
Ah, well, the swallows will get the rest when they come.
A system like this is a magnet for wildlife. Once the willows have grown in to provide cover, you'll see all sorts.
We hope so.
You might get reed warblers and sedge warblers coming across from Arkwright. Masses of dragonflies and damselflies.
This was all my daughter's idea, you know.
Was it?
Helen. Unfortunately, you just missed her.
Oh, don't worry, I've met her at the shop before.
Oh, good. Yeah, she insisted we look at a similar setup in Elbury. Wouldn't stop until we'd agreed to have one here.
Good for her.
So, how long have you been with the Wildlife Trust, Patrick?
Almost 3 years.
Ah, you obviously enjoy it.
It's my dream job. I used to work for the council when I left university.
Oh, yeah?
But I was volunteering for the Trust the whole time. When a post came up, I jumped off the promotion ladder and went for it.
Well, that was brave.
Well, there was quite a drop in salary, but it's not all about money, is it?
No.
It's about believing in what you're doing. Putting something back in, not always taking it out.
Oh, that's exactly why we went organic.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm so impressed with the way your family runs things here. It must be great to be part of something like that.
Can you stay for coffee when we finish looking around?
That'd be nice. I'm not due at Arkwright till lunchtime.
Oh, good. You'll be able to meet my wife.
I'd like to.
And Clary in the dairy. And Helen.
Oh, thanks.
You know, I couldn't agree more. Shouldn't all be about money. Though, of course, if you've got a family to provide for...
Not yet.
No? Well, I expect a young chap like you has plans, though.
Not really. There's no one that special in my life at the moment.
No?
No.
Well, I am surprised.
And there won't be for a good while yet, either.
Oh, why not?
Well, the girl I lived with for years went off with my best mate.
Oh, dear.
And I've told my brother, if I so much as look at another woman this year, take me outside and shoot me.
Right. So, we can expect sedge warblers, can we?
Hello, Dad.
Hello, love.
How are they coming along?
The spuds? They're showing fairly evenly.
Missed the frost, then?
Yeah, seem to have done. And how are you doing, Pip?
I'm all right now.
Honestly?
Yeah.
No headaches?
No, nothing. Don't worry.
I did enough worrying yesterday for a lifetime.
I know. And I'm really sorry. I was totally stupid.
Well, I'm not going to argue with that. But it's not easy apologising, so thanks.
Jude said we'll pay for any repairs to the quad bike.
Oh, did he? Let's wait till someone's had a look at it, eh?
He also said you've forbidden him to come here.
That's right, I have.
I know why. I understand. But really, it was my fault.
Pip.
I should never have let him ride the bike. He only lost control when I shouted at him. I didn't want you to see us.
Yeah, well, that wasn't too clever. But you are 17, Pip. Jude is 29. He should be mature enough to know better.
How does making him stay away help?
Pip, I know that you're a young woman now, and I can't ask you to stop seeing him. But I can decide who is and who isn't welcome here. And after the way that Jude behaved yesterday, it was so awful seeing you flung off.
I know.
So I won't have him here again. Abusing our hospitality by risking your life. And I'm afraid that that is something you're just going to have to accept.
You do, Tiger. Much more your usual self.
Do I?
Yeah. There's a real look about you. What's happened?
Yeah, you haven't said how you are yet, Puss.
Same as ever. Missing you.
No big excitement since last time, then.
In Ambridge, as if. Nothing's happened. Nothing worth mentioning, anyway. But you've obviously got some news.
No, not really. It's just knowing all the checks are going ahead for early release.
Oh, I've got everything crossed for you, darling.
I've been told I could well get a date in the next few weeks.
Matt!
Yeah, I know.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, actually knowing I'm going to walk out of this pit sometime soon.
Oh, the sooner the better.
I can finally start thinking about life on the outside again. And do you know what I'm looking forward to most?
Keep still, Toby.
No chance at all, Sula.
Nope, afraid not.
How inconvenient.
It's all right.
I'll just have to use something else then.
You've had boosters before.
I'm sure you'll manage, Jim.
And don't be late tonight, either of you.
We'll be there, Dad.
See you later.
Bye, lady.
Oh, honestly.
What did he want?
Any seeds.
What? And we're supposed to have some?
He tried the shop first. Got rather a dusty reply from Susan.
Presumably this is for the party.
Yeah, some kind of Roman pastry he's baking.
He's taking it all far too seriously.
So then he wondered, oh, good boy, Toby, if either of us happened to be going into Borchester this afternoon.
Well, we wouldn't have anything better to do, would we?
Don't worry. I told him you're off to Hillside Farm as soon as you've finished the vaccinations.
Well, surely you could have cancelled your lessons for the rest of the afternoon, Sheila.
Oh, he would have liked me to.
Can you hold him?
Yep. Almost done, boy.
Oh, and I'm all right for tomorrow lunchtime.
For Mum's meal at Lower Loxley?
Yeah, Jersey owes me a favour. He's going to cover morning clinic and I've pushed back a herd health check in Darrington.
Oh, good. We'll be taking Mum over.
Fine. Yeah, good boy.
I called him to Brookfield first thing to sort that out. It was rather a strained atmosphere.
Oh?
Yeah, Pip and David were being very formal and polite with each other.
See, that's what I've been going through over and over the whole time in here.
Well, naturally, you'll need an income when you come out, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, proper money, Puss. What I'm used to.
But you needn't worry to start off with.
Yeah, I won't have to, that's what I'm saying. The beauty of this, as soon as I'm out, I'm earning.
Okay,
I shouldn't have touched C3PL. Yeah, and the way the economy is now, you need your head testing, but residential. Now, that's where the opportunities still are.
What, flats?
Yeah, flats, houses, long-term, short-term, any kind of accommodation. I've been knocking it about with a couple of guys in here. Whatever the economy's doing, people will always need a roof over their head, won't they?
Well, yeah.
So there's money to be made, plenty of it. And I am going to be making my share the minute I'm out of here.
So that's all you've been thinking about? How to make a living when you leave?
Got to be ready, isn't it?
Nothing else.
Oh, yes. Puska, whenever I think about the future, you're the biggest part of it. You are absolutely essential.
Am I?
Yeah, think about it.
What?
Well, I can't be a director for 6 years, can I? It's illegal after fraud. What do I do till then? Go round with the begging bowl, take up a paper round.
Matt, I've said I'll support you till you're back on your feet.
You won't need to. All we have to do is set the company up in your name. Problem solved.
What?
Yeah, that way I don't show up as a director. And there's no bad smell from a conviction.
And that's why I'm important, as a way round the law.
Of course not, Buscat. You will be so, so much more.
How?
You'll be the entire public face. You can even do a little PR for us if you want to. Ugh. That'd be a godsend while I'm still Tay. Though the great thing, a curfew's not going to make any odds, is it? Out and about during the day, work online in the evening. What am I going to miss? Cheap fizz and damp canapes at the Borchester Chamber of Commerce. I'll risk it. So what do you say, Puss? You on board?
I'll give it some thought, Matt.
Am I missing something? I don't see you turning cartwheels.
I've said I'll think about it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, it's my fault. You know, it's been in my head all day, then you're here, bam, I dumped the whole lot on you in 5 minutes. You're right, it's a lot to take in. Wait till you get home, fix yourself a big drink, then you'll see what a great idea it is. You and me together. Fantastic.
I don't know, Jenny.
Oh, I don't know what?
This thing, it feels very uncomfortable.
Because it's at an angle, Brian. Oh, let me...
Ow!
Well, you can't go as Augustus Caesar without a laurel wreath.
And Lillian's not joining us.
No, that's why she rang. Changed her mind on the way back from visiting Matt.
Well, I'm about ready. Oh, you look gorgeous, Jenny.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh, you should dress up as the Empress Livia more often. Having your hair off your neck really suits you.
We don't want to be late, Brian. Oh. Jim will be disappointed enough about Lillian dropping out.
She's probably too tired from running backwards and forwards to see Matt.
I think there was rather more to it than that. She sounded quite depressed.
I heard you the first time. Oh, hello, Jezza.
Evening, Jim. Any chance of coming in? I mean, I know I've not got an actual invite, but Eddie said everybody's welcome.
Did he indeed?
And I'm dressed up for it. Guess who I'm at?
I assume from the garden fork and string shopping bag you're meant to be a retiarius.
No, I'm a gladiator. One of them used to throw nets at everything.
You've done some exhaustive research, I see. Very well, come on in.
Cheers.
I suppose you've made some kind of effort.
Aye, I've really been getting hanging this Roman thing.
Ah, have you?
Aye, off a slice of pizza and three bottles of Italian lager for my tea. One mere olive and I'll turn into Russell Crowe.
No, I haven't seen it yet, but Elizabeth says it's a gorgeous pendant. Smoky quartz on a beautiful gold chain.
Oh, what a lovely birthday present.
Yes. Nigel wanted her to wear it tonight, but...
Well, no, not quite the thing for ancient Rome.
She's going to show me tomorrow.
Do you know where they've gone?
Well, I saw Nigel with Kenton a minute ago.
Jennifer, can you just...
Oh, thanks, Alistair.
Sorry it took a while. Shula?
Oh, thanks, darling.
Took ages to get near the drinks. Kitchen's filled right up.
Because everyone left the dining room when the buffet went out.
Have you tried the food yet?
I'm going to wait a while.
Me too.
Well, if we're lucky, it might all be gone by then. The smell of that fish sauce.
Christopher!
Have a care with that trident, Jezza.
Did you see where Nigel and Elizabeth have got to?
Nigel's with Kenton and Eddie in the garden.
What are they doing?
Kenton's dug out Dad's wheelbarrow and bicycle. They're having torchlit chariot races.
Oh, no, look at Daniel.
Well, what's he up to?
Glugging another glass of wine, excuse me.
Oh, so difficult, isn't it? Do you let them drink in front of you and how much and...
Well, we told Daniel one small glass, then soft drinks for the rest of the evening.
Oh.
Evening.
Hi, Jezza.
Oh, hello.
Any idea what died on the food table? Half stink out there.
Oh, careful with your fork, Jezza.
Sorry.
Can't you leave it in the hall?
No way. This is the best bit of my costume.
I admire your stamina. Coming out to party when you will have to be up again long before dawn.
Ah, early nights is for wimps. Although I expect my new colleague is tucked up nice and toasty by now.
Harry?
Aye.
Friend in Downham says he's the nicest milkman they've ever had.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
I met him the other day, actually. Very pleasant, isn't he?
Imagine he's easy to work with, Jatter.
Harry, how long have you two got?
I must say, I'm rather disappointed that people don't seem to be having a good time.
Look, you're wrong, Jim. As far as I can see, everyone's enjoying themselves.
The food's hardly been touched.
That's nonsense.
I went to a lot of effort over my authentic menu.
I'm sure you did.
And the response to my little demonstration of Cicero's oratory, very lukewarm.
Now, look, come on, Jim, come on. It was more, I don't know, thoughtful appreciation.
Well, you would enjoy it, Brian. You and Jennifer are the only two who've made any real effort with costume.
Oh, I don't know. Sabrina Thwaite looks just the part, if you ask me.
I'm not aware of any evidence Cleopatra wore a sequin brassiere and harem pants.
We finished mopping up the kitchen, Jim.
Mopping up?
Yeah. Didn't you hear the table tip over?
No.
It must have been while you were upstairs, running through your address to the Senate.
What happened?
Oh, well, Jezza was reaching for a can. Forgot he was carrying a trident, and the whole lot went over.
Oh, no.
No, it's all right, they saved one or two bottles.
And I've had to stop the chariot races. There were complaints from the neighbours.
Were there? Oh, that was the one piece of real initiative.
Well, that's why we lowered the music as well. Apparently it was carrying a cross.
It wasn't that loud.
Well, people can be very sensitive midweek. And you don't want to go upsetting your new neighbours. In fact, now everyone's starting to drift away.
Already?
Quite a few, yes. I better see what Daniel's up to, and I might as well turn the music off altogether, mightn't I?
Oh.
Probably time we made a move as well, actually. We ought to get back for Rory.
No wonder everyone's leaving so early.
Sorry?
According to Gibbon, the barbarians and Christians took decades to bring the Roman Empire to its knees. Jazza and my daughter-in-law seem to have had the same effect in little over an hour.
Bye, Alistair.
Yeah, bye, Jazza. And mind where you're pointing that thing. You don't want to get arrested.
I'll say goodnight then, Jennifer.
Oh, you're off now, Jazza.
Aye, Jim's round out of booze, no point in hanging about. And don't forget what I said about Harry, though,
I doubt if I'll be able to.
Never judge a book by the words. Night then.
What?
Careful, Jazza.
Night, Brian.
Yeah, night.
Ready to hit the road now, Jenny?
Well, I am if you are.
You enjoyed it?
Ooh, it's been different.
Hey, oh!
Certainly one of the more unusual housewarmings we've been to. I've never eaten food like that before.
Lillian should have come along.
Oh, I don't think so. She was very low earlier.
Well, it would have cheered her up. Visiting prison can't be much fun.
Oh, it's not prison. It's Matt. I can't remember the last time he really made her happy. Yet whenever she sees Paul, she starts feeling good about herself again.
All the same, lovely, cuddly Paul had better watch his step. He could find himself in serious trouble once Matt gets out.
We've fallen a long way behind the others.
Oh, it doesn't matter, Mum.
You two run on. Don't dawdle along with me.
This pier suits me perfectly, Jim.
You don't need to be polite, Ruth.
I'm not. I couldn't go much faster after a lunch like that.
Oh, wasn't it super?
Yes. Very nice, Shula.
I thought Elizabeth got it just right. Not too fussy, not too much.
Oh, and her pendant.
Oh, wasn't that a good choice? It's fab, isn't it?
The ransom flowers in the salad were a nice touch. Such a change from last night. Jim went to so much effort, but the food...
You're not just saying Pip's all right for my sake?
No, Jill, she's fine.
I'd want to know if anything's happened.
Well, she's got a few bruises after a tumble, that's all. She was back at college yesterday.
Oh, good.
Do you remember Dad's birthday last year, Mum? When Bert Gibbs and Maggie and... Oh, who was that chap? They came to the farm.
Oh, that was a lovely day.
Yes.
Charlie... Oh, I can't remember his second name.
Phil was so pleased to see his old NFU friends again.
Yes. He talked about it for weeks afterwards, didn't he?
Yes. That was nice.
I remember him showing them the Herefords. It was like he'd never left Brookfield.
Mum?
Oh, perhaps we ought to catch up with the others.
Hello, Ed.
Afternoon, Vicky.
You want any help?
No, I'm all right, thanks. I'm just putting the wire across the track so they don't go the wrong way when I bring them down for milking.
I thought you might have popped in one night this week.
Yeah, I meant to, but, you know...
Mike told me you're working on some figures.
That's right, the cost of keeping the bull calves.
You got anywhere yet? Or you been too busy?
Oh, no, I costed it all out last night.
Oh, that's good.
Only my notebook's down by the bale.
Don't suppose you remember what you came up with? The headlines?
I'd rather have the figures with me.
You taking the girls down now?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll come down with you then, if that's all right.
Find out the dreadful truth.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, that's good of you, Lillian.
Oh, nonsense. I enjoy keeping an eye on Spearmint.
I know Alice is very grateful.
Well, she's doing me a favour, letting me ride him while she's at uni. I was feeling cooped up anyway. So, we're going round Hayden Ward in a minute, aren't we?
Oh, you'll enjoy that.
Yeah, me too.
I've just seen Mum.
Oh, how is she, Jenny?
Well, looks much better. No sniffles at all.
Oh, good. I was starting to worry it was more than a cold.
The funny thing is, I offered to run her to the Laurels this afternoon. She's so worried about not seeing Jack all week, but she didn't want to go.
No?
No. She said she'd rather wait another day or two.
She's quite anxious about going back, isn't she?
Yeah.
Perhaps someone was all good with her last time. You know, told her not to come in with a bug.
Oh, no. The staff are usually so tactful.
Oh, sorry, boys. Sorry. I do feel guilty about not calling in last night.
Well, she wasn't expecting you.
No, but I had time after I cried off Jim's party.
Oh, you'd obviously had a difficult day.
Did I miss much?
Everyone seemed to enjoy it, except Jim himself.
Oh?
Yeah, you felt most guests hadn't made much of an effort. The costumes are all rather makeshift.
Not the ones you showed me, Jenny.
Brian and I were very much in a minority. Tony looked as though he'd lost a fight with a washing line. And as for Sabrina Thwaite...
Understated as ever.
Never mind historical accuracy. More Underwoods for the boudoir range.
I expect the boys liked it.
Well, you should have come. Might have cheered you up.
Oh, I didn't need cheering up.
Well, you didn't sound very happy on the phone.
Well, perhaps it hadn't been the best of visits.
No?
Oh, because of me. Not Matt.
Really?
He was the chirpiest I've seen him in ages. Full of plans for coming out.
I suppose he must be by now.
Now he's going to set himself up again.
That's good, isn't it?
Well, yeah, except we didn't get beyond the business side of his coming home. That's all he seems to be dreaming about.
Oh, Lillian.
Oh, well, only because there wasn't time, I suppose. And I don't need him to harp on. We know how we feel about each other.
It's a pity he can't be a little more like Paul sometimes. He seems very thoughtful to me.
Oh, it's all right, Jenny. I knew Matt would be like this near release. Very practical. Very focused. He simply can't let his guard down yet. Be quite different once he's out again.
He's very pleased.
What, Mike?
Three or four customers have said what a charmer Harry is.
I've not really seen much of him.
And we've picked up a few more orders this week.
Oh, yeah?
Three in Fawcett Magna, two in Downham.
Well, that's good.
Word of mouth seems to be working for us.
Let's hope so.
Mike says you are worried the new milk rounds won't have enough business.
Well, I'd like to know. I've got a long-term market for all the milk, that's all.
Well, you may not have to worry much longer. Harry's proving more of an asset than I expected. Have you seen his blog?
I haven't had a chance yet.
Oh, it's very entertaining.
There. Oh, sorry to hold you up, Vicky.
Oh, no. We couldn't keep the girls waiting.
Right. These are just ballpark figures.
Right.
Feed's always up and down, and who knows what the finished cars will fetch in future.
Now, I understand that, but roughly.
Well, if we keep them for 8 months, you've got hay, straw, concentrates to find. I reckon we're talking over 300 quid in feed alone, each calf.
300? Well, that's all right. You've put 600 down as a selling price.
Possibly. Might be less.
Or more.
That's not including the cost of the mothers. And keeping them on pasture, extra feed, you're looking at 80 to 100 quid.
Yes, but divide that between three or four calves, each one.
But I'm still losing out. I'm using up pasture I ought to have milkers on.
A handful of calves and mothers won't make much difference, will it?
It will. I'm on maximum stocking rate, Vicky. Producing veal will just push milk out.
But if you're getting a good return on the veal...
Well, chances are we won't. As far as I know, there's only Grey Gables has shown any interest.
I've been getting some very positive feedback this week.
Feedback?
Nothing absolutely definite yet, but...
There just
isn't the demand around here.
Oh, I realise we'll have to spread our wings. I've talked to Tom and Morris about it.
Yeah?
Tom's promised to try and think of some outlets to approach.
Well, that's nice of him,
but... I caught Morris when he was busy, but he says another time he'll happily tell me where to go.
Look, I'm not knocking you for trying, Vicky. But this is how I make a living.
I know. And I'm not asking you to take risks.
You are. If we don't find buyers, then...
Keep a record of everything you spend on the calves. In 6 months, 8 months, total it up, take off whatever we make from selling them.
If we sell.
And I'll put in any shortfall from my own money.
Yeah?
I'm sure we'll do much better than you expect. But if we don't, you won't lose out.
So it's going to be a bit of hobby farming for you then?
No, I'm simply underwriting the start-up costs of a new side to our business, which I'm convinced is going to do very well.
Taking advantage of the weather, Jill.
Hello, Jenny. I'm only just back from Lower Loxley. I noticed the Honesty had opened out when I came in.
Oh, isn't it lovely?
One of Phil's favourites. But then I saw ground sort sprouting up everywhere as well.
Oh, it spreads everywhere, doesn't it?
So I thought I'd spend 5 minutes weeding out here.
How was lunch? This was the...
The one the children organised for Phil's birthday.
What a nice thought.
Yes. It was kind of them to go to so much trouble.
Oh.
I only wish I could have responded better.
You didn't enjoy it?
It couldn't have been nicer, Jenny, only... Well... I'd set the alarm early this morning. I wanted plenty of time to make myself presentable. It must have woken me out of a dream. I can't remember what about, but Phil had been there.
Oh.
I didn't see him, but I knew he was in the next room, busy with something like he always was, and I still had that feeling when I woke up. So I lay there trying to hang on to it.
Oh, Jill.
For a moment, everything was normal again. Well, then I opened my eyes and the feeling went, and I had to get ready for David and Ruth to pick me up. And it was so kind of all of them. You won't say anything.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Perhaps I'm simply not ready yet. The whole time I was at Lower Loxley, that's all I thought about. He's not with me anymore. Hello?
Oh, hi. It's Paul.
Oh, hello.
Have I caught you at a bad time?
No, no, not at all. Look, just let me sort myself out. Oh, that's better.
No, I am disturbing you, aren't I?
No. I've just come in from riding and now I'm settling down with a well-earned drink.
I was in two minds whether to call or not. I'm in a bit of a pickle, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, one of the suppliers I've been buying timber from for years is having a do next week. A dinner dance at a 4-star hotel outside Windsor.
Ooh, very nice.
I thought I'd already told them I wasn't going. That's what I do with most invitations these days.
Me too.
Only their secretary rang this afternoon about overnight accommodation. Seems I'm still on the list.
Oh, well, why don't you go?
Well, that's what I thought. I'm fed up with saying no all the time. But I'd like to.
Well, you don't need my advice, Paul.
As long as... Well, will you be my plus one?
You want me to go with you?
Yeah, you said you're sick of being stuck on your own all the time.
Well, yeah, but...
And I'm sorry.
No, I'm very flattered.
I knew I shouldn't ask.
It's just Windsor's quite a way, isn't it? Staying overnight.
Oh, gosh. Now, I should have made that clear straight away. The firm's paying for the hotel. 2 separate rooms, of course.
Oh.
I understand if you don't want to. It was only a wild suggestion. Lillian?
Oh, why not?
You will.
You're right. We've both missed out on a lot of fun lately. And,
yeah.
And we're practically family, Paul. No one's going to get the wrong idea.
No.
So, yeah, thanks very much. I'd love to go with you.